This is Ronnie Allen, and I am pleased to have on the phone Chris Egan. He is the husband of Diane Renee. You know Diane Renee, blue, navy, blue. And Chris wears a lot of hats. I don't know how many hats he's wearing right now, but he is an inventor, he is a musician, and he's also a songwriter. And before we get to this particular Christmas song, which is getting a lot of attention, not only across the country, but around the world as well, a song called I Hope I Get What's On My List. Before we get to that, I want to say, first of all, Chris, welcome to Small Talk on Jersey Girls Sing.
Ronnie, I want to thank you for having me on your air.
It's my pleasure, Chris. And let's just talk about your inventing very, very briefly, because we could do a separate show about all the inventions you've done over the years. You've been inventing for how many years have you invented products that have actually been on the market?
Since 1984, I started inventing products. I was actually working at the Sands Hotel as a guitar player, and during the comic breaks, I would turn my guitar over and start making products when I had spare time, and I was working on tools for cars. A tool called Engineer was one of my first tools I ever made.
I just did the math in my head, and it's about 32 years. You've done, I guess, several dozen products. Most of your inventions are automotive-related. And I would say that almost all of my listeners who have ever gone to an automotive shop for anything have probably seen one of your inventions in there. The odds are pretty good that they have. You have a website, Chris Egan, and I'm going to spell that, C-H-R-I-S-E-A-G-A-N, world.com, chrisegenworld.com. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to view a lot of these inventions, also find out about what you've done musically, and also hear some of the songs that you've written, because there's some videos, and the videos were made by the great video maker and singer-songwriter, Ed Rambeau. And recently, you invented a high-end set of speakers.
They are high-end sound-wise, and they do sound great. What drove me to make these speakers was I had a bad habit of buying hi-fis and giving them away through the years. And Diane kind of yelled at me and says, why don't you just make your own speaker so you don't have to keep giving them away. So I decided to make a transmission line speaker system. For many years, that technology I was impressed with. So that's how
tremendous.
These kind of evolved to a professional product. As they are now.
And the name of the product is Christopher Speakers. I'm not going to ask you how you got that name. We're just going to move right on. There is a website. That's your second website, ChristopherSpeakers.com. And you can find out how you can obtain a set of these speakers. And I understand that everybody that has heard these speakers have raved about them. Little Birdie told me that.
Yeah, the feedback has been very good on them. And in February, there's going to be a review done by Downbeat Magazine.
That is a major thing, because Downbeat is a highly respected publication and has been for years. So there's another feather in your cap. Right now, I'd like to talk about the Christmas novelty song that you wrote. It's getting all sorts of attention. I hope I get what's on my list. You're not singing it, Chris.
No, I'm not.
The gentleman who is singing it was on American Idol, I believe.
Correct.
And his name is Nate Tao, and I will spell that, N-A-T-E-T-A-O. Tell me, what made you write this song, and how did you get it to him, and everything else you would like to tell me about it. The floor is yours right now.
All right, Ronnie. Well, let's take it back about 3 years ago. I wrote another Christmas song. I was in my studio in my house. And I called Diane into the studio and sat down. We have a lazy boy chair, and she sits down, and I put the headphones on, and then she put her headphones on and sat back in the chair. And I started playing this song, and I'm watching her foot, because if her foot doesn't move, I'm in trouble. So she's sitting there, you know, still as can be, and not much of a response. So she takes the headphones off when listening to this song, and she says, well, it's a not happy enough Christmas tune. Takes the headphones off, runs out of the room, and I thought, oh, damn, so I grabbed my guitar, I closed the door in the studio, and within 3 minutes, the melody, chords, and lyrics all came out at one time, which I was able to get it tracked, and that was the beginning of the tune. After I had it recorded, I decided to call my brother, Carl Egan, who lives in Las Vegas. He's a very accomplished arranger and keyboard player. I decided to bring it over. It was actually Christmas time 3 years ago. I played the song, and my dad was there too, and ran over to the piano, and he said, "Wow, what's that melody?" He wasn't listening to the lyrics. The melody caught his attention. We started then breaking it down and decided how to arrange the song. And the three of us listened, and then my brother and myself, Carl, I told him what I heard in the arrangement, how like one part reminded me of the Nutcracker, you know, the dun-dun-dun-dun, like the marching soldiers. Mm-hmm. And the other part, I hear plucking strings, and we then came up with something very catchy with the horns, kind of like a Penny Lane horn solo. And it took off from there, and then I put my vocal on it as a scratch track, and we sent the finished tracks with my vocal on it to L.A. to my other brother, Josh Egan. He has a studio in L.A., and he's a very good drummer, and he took the song, and I told Josh, I said, "Can you come up with a singer that can emulate a child?" Because we tried one child out in Vegas, and it sounded too much like a child and not professional enough, so we wanted someone who could really sing as a kid, but with more control. My brother says, I'm working with this gentleman called Nate Teo, and we're working on some songs right now. Let me get back to you in a few days. So 3 days later, my brother Josh called me back, and he says, listen, I'm listening over the cell phone. At that time when Nate was tracking the song and singing it, I could hear it over the phone when it was being recorded. And my brother says, well, I'll send you the file in about 10 minutes. About 10 minutes later, I went on the computer, and Diane and I uploaded it and listened to it, and that was the beginning of the song. It was what we wanted. It came out very good.
One thing that, to me, makes this different is you not only tell in the song what the person wants to get that's on his list, but you also tell what the person doesn't want to get, which makes it unlike other novelty Christmas songs.
Correct. From a point of view of a child, I know when I was a kid, presents were soft and they didn't feel like they were heavy. That was like the last things you opened, you know. You went to the hard box, you know, you shook it, and everything else you knew were either underpants or socks or clothes. Kind of a tongue-in-cheek. That's just the way it came out, and I'm happy it did.
This is getting a lot of attention. DJs in several countries are adding it to their playlist, as well as, of course, the United States. Chris, I thank you for taking the time to talk about it, and I wish you all the success with it.
I want to thank you, Ronnie, for all your help through the years, to both of us, Diane and myself.
I'm going to play a shortened version of the recording. You can obtain the complete version by visiting CD Baby, Amazon, or iTunes. And in fact, you can go directly to CD Baby by clicking the link right under the picture that's on the Small Talk page. Right now, we're going to listen to the Christmas song that you're going to be hearing more and more of, not just this year, but next Christmas and the Christmas after, moving forward. Song written by Chris Egan and performed by Nate Teo, sounding like a kid. I hope I get what's on my list.
I can't wait to see what's under the tree.